This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't normally talk about celebrity news and gossip, but this I don't know why this makes me so angry. But I do know why this makes me so angry.
Is there PTSD? A
little bit.
Oh.
So J-Lo and Ben obviously broke up, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's keeping the ring. The green emerald ring.
Ah, I didn't know that.
I need to look at a picture of it.
You guys got to Google it. I don't have the story in front of me. Where is it? Oh, God. It is a $5 million green diamond engagement ring. $5 million.
She's had six engagement rings.
So Ben gave her the first time they got married. Did they get married the first? Yeah. Have they been married and divorced twice, or were they only just engaged the first time? I don't remember. He gave her a pink ring that was worth a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Then she's kept the ring from Mark Anthony, mm-hmm. Chris Judd, Ojani Noah, and A-Rod got her an engagement ring, even though they never got married, and she kept every single one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Do we think
I'm taking this, notes?
She's like Thanos.
100%.
Honestly.
Do we think?
Because they are different colors. There's pink, blue, green. Dude.
Her ring collection from just boinking and marrying and divorcing is worth $17 million, you guys.
Wow.
Do we think this is okay? I want you to text into 51059 and say, yes, women, yes. For women should be able to keep the ring. No, if they should not.
I'm torn because I want to say yes, but with there being multiple and like being engaged / married to Ben,
if you get engaged,
multiple times.
Let's just start here.
Okay.
If you're engaged,
yeah.
Should you keep that? If
no.
We don't get, why? Because
you didn't go through with it.
I agree wholeheartedly, but most people don't because it's like you gave me that.
But it was, I gave you it as a deal.
Yeah. Yes. It's like the carrot.
To get married.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to, yes.
Yeah. Quite literally carrots.
Yes.
In order to then marry.
Yes.
I agree.
But
yeah.
Most women, I don't want to come off as like sexist or like, but I, as somebody who's been divorced more than once, mm-hmm. first wife was just like, here you go. Take it back. I don't. Why do I want this? Like mm-hmm. we're no longer married. Like take it.
Yeah.
My God. But
which seems like that would make sense if you're trying if everyone's coming from just a good place of like, look, this didn't work out. Here, this should be yours. I'll take what's mine.
Yeah.
Let's amicably end this.
As you know, I guarantee you. You don't have to say numbers, but think of how much you spent on Angie's ring.
Sorry.
Yep. And how much your ring is worth. So if you switch back, who's getting the better end of the deal?
I would be.
Yes.
Because you're
getting the ring that's worth a lot of money.
Can I ask a question? Because
sure.
I have not been through this. A couple questions. Do dudes get engagement rings? Or do you
sometimes
only get...
Sometimes now.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. very rarely.
Yeah, I didn't get a ring until the wedding like ceremony.
Wedding. And it's just the one band?
Just one band, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, I eventually upgraded to a nicer ring that was worth... I mean, men's rings are worth like, I'm telling you, like go to the Shane Company. If you're just getting a basic band,
mm-hmm.
if you're spending over like $300, like you're like, what are you doing? It's just gold. It's not, not that much. Whereas like women are like 3 months salary. And it's like, if you're not spending, if there's not at least five digits in it, and you're like five digits, what are we talking about?
Right.
I think a lot of times
it's like
just
a 3 year salary.
Yeah, I think they throw the guy's ring in. There's like, yeah,
sometimes
just pick one out of the treasure chest back there.
Okay,
but then the other question, so the groom or whoever pays for the ring, who pays for the groom's ring? Is it both?
Technically, she pays
she
is she
it.
Supposed to?
According to, yeah, technically
okay.
tradition. That's
but in my case, like the times I've been married, it's kind of, we're already living together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of joint funds anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, didn't you do it that way? You guys were combined. Yeah. You didn't go like, honey, I'm going to defer 10% of my paycheck to this other account for wink, wink, something that I might be buying for you.
No, we were separate and separate accounts until we got.
Oh, so you just out and out bought
but
her ring.
We were really young too. Like she was just out of school. So she was just starting. So I was paying for things just because of our, we were in different financial situations.
Okay.
She wasn't working as much at that time.
Okay. So I know you don't want to do this, but just suspend your disbelief. Your perfect marriage is falling apart.
Okay.
Should she get to keep that ring?
At this point,
what do you mean at this point? It's exactly the same as an engagement ring. The ring is, we're a union.
It is. And I feel bad that like this is the second ring from him. Like there's something about that makes me feel bad too.
It's
like,
not fair.
Like, okay, keep the first one, but the second one.
No, don't
give
keep
it back.
Either one.
But I feel like we've been married long enough that it's that
you're
is
getting
her,
into a gray area that I will explore. But yes,
that is her ring. Like it's not. I haven't touched that ring in over 8 years. You know.
But let's just do a round number. Let's say that ring's worth $10,000. Okay.
All right. Wow.
It's a very big round number, but I'm just making it like whatever. And your ring is worth $1,000. So I've exaggerated on both rings, have
sure.
I not?
Yes. Yeah.
So you have $11,000 worth of rings. But at the end of a marriage, as I can attest to, like you're dividing things down the middle, but you don't divide that. She's just like, I'll take this $10,000 ring. You get to keep your $1,000 ring. But there's not a $9,000 like credit on my side. So now I get to keep this couch. No, you don't. We're dividing that. Why don't we divide the ring? It's just like, no, but that was a gift because she's a pretty girl and she got to keep the ring. I don't like, it makes me so mad that, listen, J-Lo has plenty of money. This doesn't matter to her.
Yeah. But like, she's got her own treasure chest of rings.
$17 million worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Just for being that.
Yeah.
Is it, am I crazy?
Almost a reward
I know
for
Aaron's
going
looking
through
me
a
like,
breakup.
Get him medicine, but.
No,
like,
no, I'm not. Cause I do think that it's excessive and I would not want to have literally like one of those little hand mannequins with a ring on each one and it's like, which one do I want to wear today?
But you literally, when you heard she had this mini ring,
it's a good idea.
Screamed goals.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.